another story from the pro. So pay attention to the SOLO. I got your girl, cause you leave for work at 6. I come in at 6:03 and my breakfast is fixed. You say I'm full, honey. She says yes, just to agree. But the eggs ain't for you anyway. They're for me, she says, bar. I'm putting my relationship behind me. Me and you swinging the capers for 1990. Finish with my breakfast, so I step into the den. She says she misses me and explains how long it's been since she had a real man to hold on to. I said I understand, but listen, can we watch some Donna Hue? And yo, not for nothing, but I really don't wanna miss it. She grabs on my hand and starts to kiss it. She says she wish it could be just a little bit more explicit. The hours are gone, so I'm not trying to risk it. Me getting caught just to ruin my rep. I'm playing like the cute dogs as I start to step. She says, wait, Marshawn, I have something to ask ya. But no, I'm disappearing like that friendly ghost Casper. She gets upset, then she says, alright. I said, you're not my superwoman, so don't play like Karen White. Enough small talk, now it's time to jet. She says, no way, you're not going anywhere yet. I had to laugh. I'm turning down a session of loving. Then I thought to myself, B-A-R, you must be bugging. Swift, you turn on the QT. Cause I knew it was time to get booty. I introduced myself to all the ladies and gents. I slobber down with serious intentions like Prince. She said I knew that it would come down to this. But my boyfriend will be home in about 10 minutes. Damn, I left my tool at home. You know what I'm saying? Now suppose this brother come in here trying to cut the food. What would Bart Simpson do in a situation like this? So cool, how about this? Here's a suggestion. I'll get my coat cause Bart Sharp is stepping. But no, she said...